We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Pomp and the other guys enjoying a wonderful show so far. A very tame show so far. We're sharing. We're passing on to the other person by saying their name. It's like we're getting along very well, Bob. It's kind of like second grade or kindergarten. All we ever needed, we learned in kindergarten. Is that the name of the book? I think we're getting along wonderfully today.
I do, too. And, you know, maybe we need to spice it up, Ron. I don't know.
Aren't you doing your showdown with us here? That ought to help us out
pretty soon.
Bit.
Oh, yeah.
That was my little segue.
This might spice it up, too. I don't know how we feel about this, but it's interesting to me. Second, who's eating? Bob, is that your plates
nope.
of clanging there?
No, no. That's Ron. Ron, today.
Ron having a little there? Bit of having a little bit of salad for lunch. I plead guilty.
Oh. See that? Wow. Probably some shrimp, maybe some lobster on top.
Do you think it would be appropriate, Bob?
Maybe a little bag of Giant Eagle American salad that I paid for before I lost my wallet yesterday.
Now, do you think it would be appropriate, Bob, for Ron to wait until the break, or do you think it's okay to eat as we go along here? What's your opinion?
I think this is a very transparent situation here. We are in our own places. Things happen in your own places. So I think it adds to the ambiance. And quite frankly, with the weather forecast being what it is, Joe, look forward to some woodpeckers. We got some creatures coming at. We're going to have all kinds of ambient noise when I go outside, not to mention wind chimes.
Now, you had a woodpecker malfunction around a year ago, maybe two at this point. How's that going, Bob? Everything
good.
Straightened out?
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone.
Hasn't returned?
Okay. He hasn't returned now, knock on wood. I don't want to see that happen, but we went to some creative lengths to try to get rid of him, and I think it worked.
Happy to hear it. Not happy for the woodpecker, certainly happy for you. Here's the second headline.
There's a lot of wood out there for him to peck.
There is. Was he pecking wood at your house? Like, what part of your house was wooden that he was pecking as
the
we
thing
continue
is, it's
with this?
Not. It looks like wood. It was before. We had it replaced with this new product that's really cool. It looks like that, but it's not. So he was pecking for no reason. He wore that thing out, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It didn't make sense from the start because he was a woodpecker. So it was a he. Did we ever find out if it was a he?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell.
All right. Ron chimes in.
Not going to make any comment
We better move on. So the second headline on ProFootballTalk.com, popular website Mike Florio, and I quote, Steelers website suggests Chase Claypool has, quote, diva tendencies. You don't usually see a headline like that from around the NFL. And it's our friend Bob Labriola from over at Steelers.com. Here's what he wrote about Chase Claypool. I think he was analyzing the receiver position as we move ahead. And I quote, Claypool didn't need very long to establish himself as a difference maker, as a receiver capable of making plays down the field, and he was the offense's primary deep threat. If there was a negative, it was that it seemed as though Claypool's diva quotient increased consistently over the course of his rookie season. Whether that turns into a problem, Labriola writes, or comes to be viewed in the future as growing pains, will develop over time. Lots of tentacles to this. First, you don't see this type of thing, I don't think, very often on a team website in the NFL. And I read plenty of them. And that's not to say you shouldn't. But the second part would be that, as Florio writes, first he questions it, you know, diva quotient. Claypool, he seemed to be anything but a diva, blah, blah, blah. But then he says, Labriola, considering that he's in those offices all the time, as Florio says, if he's saying it publicly, it's likely that other team employees are saying it privately. I wonder about that as well. I just, this whole thing is interesting to me. I guess we can start, Ron, with did Claypool appear to show, quote, diva tendencies?
Well, I think he, talked about how the didn't he come out publicly and say that Juju was such a positive influence on him on social media? Didn't say, help me out as a receiver. Said, help me out on social media. You know, I don't spend a lot of time paying attention to that stuff. I don't like what some of these guys do. I don't like some of the stuff Juju did. But I think, Bob, more or less than anything, they're just afraid of another Antonio outbreak breaking out here. I think that's probably what the number one concern is. I don't know. You're on social media a lot more than I am, Bob. You tell me what you think.
Well, I think it's true of not just him, but so many people on social media that they take that brand and they take it to levels and they want more hits and clicks and likes because it means money. You know, if you look at some of the people on Instagram, for example, Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang, now they don't tweet anything crazy, but because they're on Instagram and they have a lot of followers, it means more cash to them. You know, you can endorse a product and make some. And I don't know, you know, we saw Antonio Brown get paid by Facebook to do certain things and compromise the team, you know, sanctuary, which is the locker room. I think these guys take that very seriously. And what happens, though, is that they get overly involved, I think, and they put stuff up that doesn't need to be put up. And I think his association with Juju, a lot of people look at that and say, okay, it's rubbing off on him. I look with what I see on the field. As long as I see production and, you know, people who are not problems on the field for a team, then, you know, I mean, they can do what they want. I think that's, you know, that ship has sailed, Joe. You're never going to stop that from happening because it's out there and people want to take advantage of it, as long as you're not disruptive to the team.
So, again, did either of you see for yourselves Claypool, his, quote, diva quotient increasing or even having a diva quotient last season? Because I didn't. I didn't like what he said after the game, but who cares when he said, hey, the Browns will get clapped next week. I mean, it's just a comment that he made that I wouldn't have made myself, but that's such a small little drop of who caresness that it doesn't matter. I didn't see it myself. Now, Florio's point that if Labriola is saying that, free to say that on the team website, then it makes me wonder if others around the building think that. But me personally, I didn't notice it at all last year. Did either one of you? Ron?
No, just the stuff at the end of the year, again, and the comments about how, you know, he learned so much about social media from Antonio. I wish he'd have said he learned something about how to play wide receiver not Antonio, from Juju. But I do wonder if it's being said around the room over there, you know, on the south side. I definitely think that's a possibility.
What's wrong him saying that he learned from Juju about social media?
Nothing is wrong with it. It's all about social media with these guys. That's just, I think, the point Bob was trying to make. It gets tiring after a while. I wish it was more about football, but I guess that ship has sailed, as Bob has said. Nothing inherently is wrong with it, but I just wish he would talk about football a little more than what his social media hits are. That's all, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you spend a lot of time, and now you can spend hours on this stuff with some of these new apps that are out there doing all sorts of things. And when that becomes your mindset, it's okay if it doesn't interfere with your primary job. And quite frankly, his popularity is directly tied to his production. That's one thing I hope nobody forgets. If you're a player who's on that, don't overdo that at the expense of your own production. Because once that goes away, guess what? Your popularity on social media will go away, Joe.
Okay, so how is it that much different than Joe Namath coming into the league and doing a million commercials? I mean, that's what, I guess, so making money outside of the game. This doesn't concern me at all. Claypool talking about social media. I don't see what the concern.
There's no part of you that worries about him becoming Antonio too.
No. I think that's unbelievably unfair. I mean, Antonio.
No, I didn't say. I didn't say.
On his team.
I didn't say that he has become him. Is there any fear that he could become Antonio too?
No, I think the question itself is what I'm saying is totally unfair. No, there's not a thought in my mind that he would become Antonio.
Because I worry about that both with Juju even more, and then with Claypool, who is following Juju's lead here. I just think he's leading him in the wrong direction. Not about football. It's about other stuff, and I think your football can suffer when that happens. I'm not going to say he's going to quit.
Again,
I'm not going to say he's going to quit on his team, but I'm just worried about what it can turn into down the road.
How is it that much different than a guy like Joe Namath coming into the league and taking every endorsement in sight and doing all kinds of commercials? A lot of this is basically them increasing their profile, their brand. I don't see it as that much different.
No? Okay. Ron. That's you're entitled to your opinion with that.
Do you?
I don't like it. I don't like. No, I don't. I don't agree 100. I don't agree at all. I don't like social media, period. And I don't like it to some degree what it is turning sports into.
How would you differentiate it between a guy
like
Namath?
Is it the worst thing ever? No, I just don't like it.
How would you differentiate between guys building their brand in the old days compared to this?
Give me a little bit time to think about it. I haven't even thought about Joe Namath working into Chase Claypool. I guess probably
you're
right.
It's about building your brand.
There is
no
difference.
It's as simple as that.
Yep, you're right.
Do you think so?
I think I said I don't think so. But I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say.
I'm confused on what. No, it's just a simple conversation and question. I'm asking you how you think it's different when guys build their brand the modern way compared to how they used to build it off the field. Bob?
And I know a lot of the teammates didn't like what Joe Namath did. I remember reading his book about how, you know, some of the veterans were ticked off and he was, you know, tried to walk a little bit of a closer line. Maybe there isn't a difference there. Maybe there isn't.
Well, I think the difference lies in the people having this ability to get to you. And, you know, they're one click away from following you, and you can actually get a message that's delivered to them. I think back then when you do a commercial, you do a commercial. I don't think people were tied up on their entire day going to a device and, you know, getting involved with people. I think that's the problem a lot of athletes make. They get involved. Listen, you got to have thick skin to be on here, and the best thing to do is just ignore it. If you can't handle it, don't be on it. And I think that gets them into more, and generally speaking, I'm talking about, that gets them into more problems than anything, Joe.
I guess I just don't see what Claypool did on social media that would give me.
Well, maybe he's not talking about social media. Maybe he's talking about internal diva stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. What is he talking about? I think if you're going to throw that out there, you might want to expound on it a little bit, to be honest with you, because that's coming from the team website and is putting a question out there about a guy. Is it a fair question? I don't know. Without details, I don't know. But if Bob's putting it out there, then I think Florio is right to wonder if that's what's being said inside the building. And that in and of itself is interesting, that if it is being said inside the building, now it's out there. Does the team want it out there? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it is being said in the building, but I certainly think you can add one and one and get two in this case. That when it was put out there, maybe there are people in the building saying it. And again, I think they're just worried about what it can turn into down the road, Bob. That's all.
Yeah.
No, that's my question, Ron. No, that's my question. What can turn into?
That he can become Antonio too, that he gets more involved in his off-the-field stuff than he does caring about on the field.
But I think this also puts him in an unfair situation right now, because already these headlines will travel everywhere. People will have a conclusion without knowing him or knowing anything that's gone on internally. Once you make a statement like that, this is the difference in 2021 versus back when Joe Namath played. All of a sudden, people are jumping on this story, making their own conclusions, talking about he's a diva when they don't even know. And I hate, that's the part of social media I do not like, because people make too many conclusions without having facts.
I mean, it's out there now, the headline, and a lot of people read Pro Football Talk. Steelers website suggests Chase Claypool has, quote, diva tendencies. So when it's coming from in-house, that's a pretty significant headline to me, and I don't know if it's fair or not. I don't know. But right now, I haven't seen anything that would suggest to me that people should be asking the question, could Chase Claypool turn into Antonio Brown? That's all. Bob?
Yeah, well, again, I think this is something that is going to just take off. Everyone will want to talk about it. Everyone will have an opinion about it, but nobody will really know what's going on. And I don't think that's fair to him.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts on where that story comes from and the fact that it's out there and what you think of Chase Claypool so far, maybe his social media, what he does off the field. To me, what he did on the field was the story last year, but now his off the field, I didn't see anything on the field that would suggest diva. Did either one of you guys?
No.
No, not on the field.
412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.